Across the Mediterranean from Libya, Italy marks the 150th anniversary of its unification today, but the anniversary comes at a time when the country feels fragmented. Italy's image is at a low point, with its prime minister mired in sex and corruption scandals, and the Northern League, a partner in the ruling conservative coalition, has long endorsed a separatist agenda. As NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, the party refuses to join unification commemorations.
Northern League disdain for Italy is such that League members walk out when the national anthem is played in public. At a recent rally, League supporters hailed their idealized independent statelet named after the Latin word for the River Po. Supporters also hailed the recent burning in effigy of Unity hero Giuseppe Garibaldi. Garibaldi was a mercenary, one man says, financed by English Freemasons. He was not a saint, another breaks in. Northern Italy is one of Europe's richest regions, and League leader Umberto Bossi did not hide his ultimate goal.
The Northern League is a political force of the North, and we can defeat anyone who tries to block us.
Before 1861, Italy was a patchwork of city-states and regions ruled by the Pope or foreign monarchs. The Austrian statesman Metternich famously described Italy as a mere geographical expression, convinced it would never achieve nationhood. Historians say unification was the work of a small intellectual elite backed by the Kingdom of Piedmont. And its theme music was written by Giuseppe Verdi. Last weekend, tens of thousands of Italians gathered in city squares waving the red, white, and green. Writer Dante Mattelli said the idea of Italian nationhood is steeped in its culture, long before it became a political reality.
Italy was a nation that was an idea, a cultural idea, before being a nation. The notion of Italy, Dante had it, Boccaccio had it, Ariosto had it.
But 150 years ago, 80% of the population was illiterate, and unification was accompanied by civil wars in the South with tens of thousands of victims. The Catholic Church, deprived of its temporal power, excommunicated the entire national movement and forbade Catholics from voting. At the time, one statesman said, "We have made Italy, now we have to make Italians." Many today wonder whether the experiment has been successful. The divide between the wealthy North and the poor South is still strongly felt, and local and regional loyalties have prevailed over national sentiment. Patriotism was largely confined to the right wing. Not anymore. Screenwriter Marcello Izzo wrapped himself in the Italian flag.
It's the first time I've worn the flag other than at soccer games, but the time has come. I will take to the streets if necessary to defend our Constitution and Italian unity.
Historian Paul Ginsberg says more and more Italians are convinced the political establishment shows contempt for the democratic process.
So there's obviously a strong groundswell of public opinion talking not about nationalism, but about patriotism and about defending democracy.
No one exemplifies the new patriotism more than Oscar-winning comedian Roberto Benigni.
Fratelli d'Italia.
At last month's Sanremo Song Contest, Benigni won a standing ovation with his unadorned performance of the national anthem, which starts with the words, "Brothers of Italy, Italy has awakened." Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.